63 degrees and a little cloudy here in Nashville. Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 3:04. Not everyone Starbucks employees in Seattle is thrilled about the company's plan to bring 2,000 corporate jobs to Nashville. The coffee colossus is already working to recruit supply chain pros with six-figure salaries here. It's also looking to relocate some workers. Bloomberg reports a 100-person sourcing team was told they could either move here and take a pay cut, given the lower cost of living, or forfeit their jobs. They were reportedly given less than a month to decide. That's said to have hurt morale and trust among some tech workers who have also been asked to relocate. Starbucks' reasons for the move include proximity to suppliers and Tennessee's friendly tax environment. It's that time of the season when many of us are digging in gardens and sometimes turning up unusual artifacts and trinkets. If you've ever wondered, how did this get here? Well, you're not alone. And thanks to a question sent to our Curious Nashville series, the latest episode captures buried treasure finds like these.
Rubble. Ooh, that's kind of cute. Another bottle. I think I got the best stuff, huh?
I found other toys, balls, and the creepy doll with the dead eyes, and the Barbie with the chewed-off arms are at the top of the list of absolute nightmare fuel.
Along with that windshield came an alternate. It didn't give us. It was an archaeological find of an old car park.
The voices there of Nella, Ms. Pearl Frierson, Brad Lewis, and Jennifer Manna Brinkman. You can also hear from a local metal detectorist and an archaeologist with the state. Find the latest episode today on WPLN's homepage. Storm surveyors have now confirmed a tornado very briefly touched down overnight, Monday into Tuesday. The National Weather Service says the EF1 tornado traveled a couple of hundred yards along Strawberry Hill Road. You'll find more news at WPLN.org.